Tahalochim Chavis Halvavis, Monday night, Orly Yud Dalid Elul, Tov Shinayin Hay.
We'll learn some Yeridaya now for a little change of pace. If you take, for example, a Ben Yomo Milchika knife, you take a Ben Yomo Milchika knife and you cut into some hot meat. So the din is as follows. Well, that's like trace, right? So if you happen to have 60 times volume, we measure these things by volume. If you have 60 times volume of meat, more than the blade of the knife, and you really only have to count where the blade went into the meat, if you would know for sure how much of the blade went into the meat. Otherwise, the din is to assume that the whole blade went into the meat. But if you still have 60 times as much volume, volume is usually measured by water displacement. If you have 60 times volume, so then the meat is kosher. Knife, not kosher, but the meat is kosher. Except that, because of a concept called duchkud de sakina, we say that at the point of entry where the knife sliced into the meat, there's more of an intense belia there. And you need either, you have to scrape away some of the meat at the point of entry. Even if there is 60 times more meat than the amount of blade that went into the meat. And so either the kalipa or natila, kalipa is, you scrape away, as much meat as comes off in one piece without crumbling. That would be kadei klipa. Kadei natila is a little more. They say to be machmer according to the shitas that you need kadei natila, and that's like probably around 3/4 of an inch would be around kadei natila. Klipa is just to scrape off what comes off in one piece without crumbling. Okay, now we go back to Shia 31 in Chavis Halavas, still in the Hagdama. And he says, like, you know, when it comes to Nigla and Shilas and Halacha, so you learn the basics, and when a Shila comes up, so they decided how to extrapolate, and they made tushtels, and that's how they paskin. But when it came to Chovas Halavavos, and ethics, and Musar, the Chibru of Masechas Avos, there they were Meirich, and they got down, like, to nitty-gritty and details right away. Musram the Yosher Midosam Ham Kubalos Mehem Kol Ish Bismano Vimakomo. Masechas Avos is the place where Musar and ethics and which is Chodesh Halvavos in terms of Benodom Machavero, a lot of Benodom Hamokom de Grado also, but it's Hanhagas, it's character traits. Ish Tana Bismano Vimakomo. That's one place to find it in Pirkei Avos. Vanchia Talmud Omer al Rabbul Sehem, you find scattered throughout Talmud Bavli. Mashayoral Omek Chachmosum Verov Hishtadlom, you see things that reflect the Omek Chachmosum of the Tanoim and the efforts they made, Levarus Mahaseim, to refine their behavior. Fumasha Omru, and we find an example of this, a very famous Gemara, Bishnei de Rav Yehuda Kula Tanui Ibn Azikin Havo. They confined their learning to say the Nezikin, or maybe Maseches, Bovakam, Mesiba, Basra. But on Kamasnin and Tuva, we learn much more. We learn all of Shas. We went to a Dafyomi Shia. Vila Rav Yehuda, Kavavishol of Chad Masane, Aviyasa Mitra, would rain. When he took off a shoe, that's an expression of Tsar. The Inu Anon, Ma'aninam, Vazlinam, Aninam, Nagaman, Dagabon, we can fast and scream and yell, Avinu Malkeinu and everything, and no one's listening to us. So that's a Chavis Halvavos thing. That's an attitude thing. That's how you feel if you're ready to be Moshe Nefesh for Hashem. Without chasodim, this barely, so it became clear to me as I examined these things, the essence of all mitzvahs, which I'm serving Hashem, they have to be based on al bor halev, purity of heart. Like he said, like, you have to do the shema. Like you can't do it shalom lishma because it's in the lathe. The zoh hamatzpah, the purity of your insides, your kishkas, what's your innermost feelings. V'mirah la'kavona hetzed, and if you mess up your kavona, lo yu amaisim mekubalim. So, you know, maybe yaitzah mitzvah, maybe, but it's not l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. Hashem wants to lay. V'mirbu v'yasmidu, even if they're frequently performed, but if it's missing kavona, if it's missing, in the Sefer he'll talk about kaniya, a sense of bittul to Hashem, that you're listening to Ritzono, so that's the Chagas Halvavos of just, you know, the Etzem just doing a mitzvah. Kmo Shem Rakosu Gam Ki Tarbu Tfila Nen Shemeya Yedechem Domim Ileyu Rachsu Hizaku Asiru Rolam Al Alechem Neganeno Yechidlu Horeya. So apparently the Chagas Halvavos learns that the point of the Pasuk is that I don't know, I'm not sure where he sees in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Yedechem Domim Ileyu, it means they did bad things. Rachtu hizaku hasiru mo'al alechem is bad evil deeds. So I'm not sure what he sees in that pasuk. I have to be mayan. Sorry about that. I didn't. The omer ki kar v'lech adovim od b'picha b'levavcha la'asoso. That's clearly b'levavcha. Lo'y metzno b'ni libcha li v'einecha d'rochay titzorna. From a kadmenei zechonon l'vrocha b'zeh. Yahavtli libach ve'enoch, you give me your heart and your eyes, I know yoda da'adili, and you belong to me. Again, this is like the instincts of a person, where he's really holding. To know Hashem, ani Hashem also chesed mishpul tzaka ba'aretz. Upiris and yinat shuvas yisorcha mishalil yisalal bavonas terochei v'koras chasodai. So we'll delve into that point. What is the point of these psukim tomorrow? Bezus Hashem.